Logistics Network Design Process. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, network design is defined as the design and periodic review of inbound and outbound transportation networks. All types of warehouses by number, location, size, layout, and optimum 1,009 of inventory levels per location to meet the organization's strategic goals. Considerations are made to balance trade-offs among warehouse costs, transportation times and expenses, and customer service goals. Network design or redesign typically requires the use of digital transformation, and this often involves the larger project management processes of program or portfolio management to coordinate or orchestrate the multiple projects that will be needed to achieve the overall goal. Here is a roadmap of how to conduct digital transformation for a supply chain. Create the rationale and urgency for supply chain transformation. Recognize the need for transformation, develop or acquire transformational leadership, build support, and educate stakeholders and teams. Understand organizational and supply chain strategy. Carefully define the problem to be solved. Develop key team roles: evangelist, champion, active executive sponsor, core steering team, and design team. Use value propositions, frameworks, maturity models, supply chain capability models, and tools that enable a detailed analysis of value streams and the desired conceptual process for each supply chain in the to-be strategy. Prepare for supply chain transformation. Develop a project portfolio charter and hold a kickoff. Scan the market for transformation drivers, including market changes, technological advancements, and societal environment, social imperatives such as sustainability versus task environment, all external stakeholders. Assess the supply chain current state, analyze gaps, and do maturity assessments. Develop a new set of metrics for both as-is and to-be measurement, map as-is processes, and model/analyze alternatives. Be sure to set standardized metrics that have explicit definitions of what is and is not in the metric, and use an integrated measurement model that has lower levels of metrics to cascade up to strategic level metrics. Note that SCORE-DS, addressed elsewhere, satisfies these requirements. Identify transformation initiatives, collect data, and set priorities. Create portfolio plans, for example, resources, governance, a project portfolio roadmap, and a detailed business case that aligns with corporate strategy and presents estimated project budgets. Draft execution plans and prioritize projects in the portfolio. Execute the supply chain transformation. Tailor and roll out change management, communications, and training. Engage stakeholders throughout the transformation process. Decompose supply chain value streams and create detailed to-be process maps. Conduct pilot projects. Implement individual projects. Charter, design, pilot, test, and deploy. Scale up to enterprise-wide solutions. Disband teams formed to implement individual projects. Review the supply chain transformation. Reassess transformation maturity, evaluate results, and provide feedback and lessons learned. Sustain improvements, implement corrective actions, and identify future initiatives. Exhibit 8-8 provides a simplified version of a logistics network design process. Note how the process includes feedback loops. This process is iterative, and there may be a loop back or an entire second pass to refine earlier steps as needed. Also, once the process is done, lessons learned will help keep people accountable for results and to refine the process. Exhibit 8-8, Logistics Network Design Process. Reasons for redesigning a network. Successful organizations periodically reassess their distribution networks for a number of reasons. First, customers continue to increase their expectations. Customers may have grown accustomed to having more choices, such as the same-day delivery a competitor offers. Second, organizations often need to transform their networks because of mergers and acquisitions. Mergers may increase the number of facilities substantially, and organizations will get the true benefits of economies of scale only if they remove redundancy. Even organizations that have grown on their own may find that they can achieve high customer service levels with far fewer warehouses. A third common reason for a redesign is that freight volumes may have shifted due to an increasing rate of change and volatility. This includes higher levels of international trade, volatile prices, new international trade strategies, changes in suppliers, introductions of new product lines, or shifting customer demographics. The existing network may no longer be optimal, and only a detailed analysis will determine how to fix it. There may come a time when a network needs to be discontinued entirely. In these situations, relationships must be terminated and inventory disposed of in a planned way. When designing or redesigning a logistics network, the goal is to be low in total cost yet flexible. A high degree of integration and sophistication is necessary to provide the desired flexibility. But beware of needless complexity, which introduces bureaucracy and actually reduces flexibility. Networks that are lean will respond faster to demand changes. Overly simple networks can also fail to provide sufficient logistics services, so a delicate balancing act is required. Form project team and set scope, milestones, budget. Given a rationale and a sense of urgency for change from executives, logistics and supply chain management professionals will form a network design team, perhaps with representatives from manufacturing, a senior management champion, and even supplier, LSP/3PL, or customer representatives. Involving third-party participants such as LSPS is important because it helps develop the mindset that the best solution may not be internal. Consultants may also have access to proprietary network design tools that can greatly improve analysis. This team should start by laying out the objectives and the high-level scope of the project, beginning with the end customer requirements in mind. Identify drivers for change. Here are some common high-level drivers of supply chain change that CPLE and SWOT analyses, both discussed elsewhere, can reveal. Competitive advantage. Organizations may be undertaking major organizational changes, setting a new strategy for entering global markets, creating a new network with distinct capabilities, such as a cold chain, or installing new information systems to create competitive advantage. Revamping the logistics network at these times makes sense. Competitive advantage may also come from new value-added services, given that they can be provided at a competitive price. For example, shifting to air freight for high-value light goods may represent better value for customers. Cost reduction. The main driver for cost reduction is to become more profitable and competitive. Inflation also causes costs to increase incrementally, so more efficient networks may become necessary just for continued viability. Customer change. New or existing customers may have new needs such as faster or more reliable service, new value-added services, and/or better partnerships. Existing customers may have evolved, for example, by growing into a larger organization and current service offerings may no longer suit their needs. Customer demographic change. Customers may now be concentrated in different cities or regions, and new segments may exist. Globally, the organization may want to break into new markets. Supply market change. Lowest cost labor sources shift, as do the lowest cost sources of natural resources. Since landed costs are dependent on shipping costs and import duties, these factors together with the cost and availability of supplies affect the selection of supply sources. Supply market change is also about risk. After COVID-19 caused availability issues, the supply market did change to avoid risk, even though this often required accepting higher landed costs. Manufacturing process change. Lean and just-in-time processes often require suppliers to relocate close to the manufacturer or parts distributor so they can produce and ship in smaller quantities on demand with very little lead time. Mergers, acquisitions, divestitures, growth, downsizing. It is better to redesign the network in advance of such changes so no one is caught by surprise and the logistics network can continue to function throughout the change. For example, often the predicted benefits of a merger depend on generating economies of scale by eliminating duplicated efforts. Sustainability changes. A sustainable product design could require substantial supply chain changes. This could include requiring suppliers to relocate closer to customers or markets to reduce the carbon footprint, designing new methods of replenishment to require less handling, or needing to develop a new reverse supply chain. Understanding as is and planning to be states. Audit as is network. Once the reasons for network change are established, the organization will be motivated to take the time and expense of auditing the costs, lead times, and other service parameters of its existing network. It is important to map the organization's logistics processes comprehensively. Here are suggested steps in an as-is audit. Gather data and business information. Map the current system using the metrics that will be used to assess the new network going forward. Using the same metrics for the as-is and to-be-states will measure the success of the transformation, as well as the network's nodes and links. Exhibit 8-9 shows an example of an as-is map for sample, Inca distributor of automotive and marine fluids and lubricants. This example uses high-level score DS process codes to describe the processes performed at each node. Note the relatively high amounts for inventory days of supply in the triangles. Describe the network's key activities and functions. Measure and evaluate against benchmarks. List current gaps between strategy and actual capacity. Generate tactical plans for closing the gaps, including by creating an initial to be state that will be refined. Exhibit 8-9, Sample, Inc. As is West Coast Distributor Supply Chain Geographic Map with Inventory Days. Each node or link would likely also be listed with an identifier, along with distance and or cost information. While not shown in the examples above, other nodes that may be important to be included are shipping ports, airports, or other transportation terminals. Step 3, describe the network, could complement this type of map by providing narrative information regarding the current service levels, types of services, general layout and makeup of each node, and types of transportation modes and specific carriers used, and percentage of volume shipping. For step 4, measure against benchmarks. Benchmarks could be internal strategic goals, competitors' service levels and costs, or industry standards. Measurements would state current performance as well as variance from these benchmark levels. Steps 5 and 6 are the real outputs or deliverables from this process. Step 5, list gaps, produces a gap analysis, showing where there is the greatest room for substantial improvements, such as opportunities for loaded backhauls or the ability to fulfill demand from multiple warehouses. These can be expressed using metrics or qualitative assessments. Step 6, plans to close gaps, provides the key, measurable objectives that any network alternative would need to address. Assess network alternatives. Various modeling techniques can be applied to assess network alternatives. Examples of these, such as simulation or optimization tools, are discussed elsewhere. The goal is to find the optimal cost efficiency at the selected strategic service levels and/or to model the to-be system to test for the effect of variations in parameters, such as changing fuel prices or labor costs. Each alternative also needs to be compared to the various objectives outlined earlier in the process to ensure that it can address these goals. The results should be recommendations for the number of facilities and their general purpose and location, including any new overseas facilities if manufacturing or new markets are planned in global regions. Plan facilities. Planning facilities occurs at this point, as is discussed elsewhere. The idea is to start with quantitative analysis, add qualitative factors, and then continue narrowing down the list until you have some specific location alternatives. A location selection team might be formed to scout locations based on the prioritized selection criteria and analysis results. Once facility locations are determined, it may be necessary to iterate back through the earlier design steps and further refine related plans. Finalize to be state. The team presents its findings to decision makers, who may ask for further analysis and a return to planning, or could make minor changes and accept the recommendations. For example, finding ways to leverage certain existing assets may be a necessary change to control capital costs. Use of third parties may also be part of the final plans. Once the final plans are signed off on, implementation can begin. Note that these are still fairly high-level plans. The detailed planning for specific projects occurs as part of individual project implementation. Exhibit 8-10 shows a finalized to-be map for Sample, Inc. that includes new supply chain flow routes from other warehouses that can now perform cross-DC picking to better serve customers based on their lead time requirements. They also set ambitious targets for the number of days of inventory to store at each location, now just 27 days in total, down from 80 days in total in as is model, to reduce their cash-to-cash cycle time. Exhibit 8-10, Sample, Inc. To be plans with new links to customers and new days of inventory targets. Execution and review steps. Execution steps involve some additional detailed planning. Projects that have made it through the prior phase gates can now have their value streams designed in greater detail. Doing so earlier would waste development time, because some of the projects being developed might be canceled or postponed. After the individual projects are conducted and completed, these individual project teams disband. However, the review steps at the end are for the larger project portfolio, so this step occurs once all of the individual projects are complete. Decompose supply chain value streams and create detailed to-be process maps. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines value stream as the processes of creating, producing, and delivering a good or service to the market. For a good, the value stream encompasses the raw material supplier, the manufacture and assembly of the good, and the distribution network. For a service, the value stream consists of suppliers, support personnel and technology, the service producer, and the distribution channel. A value stream may be controlled by a single business or a network of several businesses. A value stream is an extended supply chain process needed to bring products and services to the market, as opposed to a process confined to a specific functional area. These value streams may involve external supply chain participants, and therefore willing external parties may be involved in value stream improvement projects. Decomposing this value stream involves designing the steps and substeps in these extended processes, including making detailed to-be process maps for specific processes, creating RACI charts, responsible, accountable, consult, and inform, to indicate roles, mapping actual ERP processes and score DS metrics, and so on. Unlike the to-be map shown in an earlier planning step, these process maps are far more detailed and specific to a given process. For example, rather than setting high-level goals for inventory days of supply reductions, these plans focus on specific process improvements to get to these goals, such as a project to enable cross-DC picking or a project to make non-strategic inventory reductions using IBC inventory on consignment stocks. Conduct pilot projects. One or more pilot projects are often conducted at this point both as a proof of concept and to help the implementation team refine their methods. Develop and implement plans as a series of projects. The network redesign plan will likely be implemented as a series of discrete projects, such as adding a new process, adding or upgrading software, acquiring new facilities, or modifying existing ones. Given refinements, each remaining project will need its own funding and timelines and so on. A portfolio or program manager will use an overall implementation plan or roadmap to guide the order of projects and track their progress against the overall network objectives. Some projects could be changed in priority or canceled. Once the projects are underway, the network planning team can gather lessons learned and use them to refine future projects prior to disbanding. Disband project team, S. The project team, S, are disbanded upon completion of their assigned work. This is a time to celebrate team and individual successes to ensure that team members feel valued for their positive contributions. It may also be appropriate to provide performance reviews to team members and meet with the supervisors of team members who are returning to functional area duties to ensure that project performance is reflected in their overall assessments and career progression. The project manager makes a final report to the project sponsors, archives records, performs a lessons learned analysis, and formally closes the project. Review the supply chain transformation. A final best practice of any large initiative is to track results over time and compare them to the original goals. While the disband project team step includes its own lessons learned for each individual project, this review step typically occurs outside the normal project format because most of the project team members will no longer be needed. It is important to review long-term results after sufficient time has passed, for example, a year, so there is relevant real-world data to analyze. This step may involve just one or a few responsible persons, or it could be its own small project. Knowing where estimates were off will help refine future estimations on projects. It will also help keep estimators honest if they know that their estimates will be reviewed later against actual results.